I'm Kate Ryan.
There's a player lockout this morning in Major League Baseball.
Work underway to prepare young men of color for whatever comes after high school. I'm Christy King.
The federal vaccine mandate and how it could complicate averting a government shutdown. On Capitol Hill, I'm Mitchell Miller.
3 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. A major league lockout is in play. The MLB's collective bargaining agreement has expired, and owners have locked out players, causing the league's first work stoppage in decades. USA Today sports columnist Bob Nightingale.
All freezes on all Major League Baseball trades, signings, players cannot work out of facilities, no sponsorships. Even on the Major League Baseball website, they've scrubbed the images of every player. It's almost like nobody exists right now.
Talks started back in spring, but ended at midnight Eastern time after a session that lasted just minutes. Travel restrictions could get tighter now that health officials have confirmed the first case of Omicron in the U.S. Here's CBS's Anna Werner.
It's a race against the new variant. Right now, international travelers must test negative within 72 hours of their departure for the U.S. from any destination. But the White House is expected to tighten those rules so that everyone coming to the U.S. must test negative within a day of boarding, regardless of whether they are vaccinated.
Questions about COVID and former President Trump as he campaigned for re-election last year. CBS's Stephen Portnoy explains.
The former president's last chief of staff writes in his new book that Donald Trump received two test results on September 26th of last year. The first came back positive, just as Mr. Trump was leaving for a campaign rally. But Mark Meadows says a second test then came back negative. The then president went to the rally, engaged White House guests and reporters up close. He debated Joe Biden 3 days after the positive result Meadows reveals and was hospitalized within a week.
The Biden administration has reached a deal with Mexico's government to restart the Trump-era Remain in Mexico program. The Washington Post reports it'll require asylum seekers to wait outside of U.S. territory while their claims are processed. Chris Cuomo is talking about his suspension.
Chris Cuomo talks about the elephant in the room.
It hurts to even say it. It's embarrassing. But I understand it.
On his SiriusXM show, Let's Get After It with Chris Cuomo, he said he understands why CNN needs to investigate following material released by the state attorney general showing he played a greater role than previously acknowledged in defense of his brother. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo was fighting sexual harassment charges.
I've apologized in the past. I mean, it's the last thing I ever wanted to do was compromise any of my colleagues and do anything but help.
Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Stacey Abrams is making another run for governor in Georgia. This could set up a rematch against Republican Governor Brian Kemp 4 years after he defeated her. This is CBS News.
Attention furniture buyers. Marlowe Furniture's historic Black Friday sale has been held over through this Sunday. So you still have a few more days to save 50% off on every Marlowe living room, bedroom, and dining room. Plus, free delivery and no interest financing available. Wait, there's more. Take an additional 10% off your entire Marlowe Furniture purchase. Plus, get a free power base upgrade. Incredible. The final days of Marlowe Furniture's historic Black Friday sale. With the area's largest showrooms under one roof since 1955.
WTOP at 3:03. Thursday morning, December 2nd, 2021. Welcome in, everybody. Early clouds this Thursday, then partly sunny, windy and warm. The high of 60 degrees today. 46 you're waking up to this early hour now. I'm Dean Lane. We thank you for taking us along for your morning ride. Topping the local stories we're looking at for you as we do head into this Thursday together. The first confirmed COVID case involving the Omicron variant is here in the United States, out west in San Francisco. And the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, is tracking other cases in other states, but has not yet announced which states. Locally, Maryland's Governor Larry Hogan is urging calm as the world waits for more data on the new COVID-19 variant. And he says this morning there are things residents can do now.
If Omicron does come to Maryland, we will find it and track it down.
To do that, the governor wants more people to get tested. So
the Maryland Department of Health and the Maryland Department of Transportation will immediately make rapid tests available at the international terminal at BWI Airport.
Hogan adds,
state health officials are strongly encouraging all eligible Marylanders to get a booster shot as soon as possible.
Maryland has now administered more than 1 million booster shots. Michelle Bash, WTOP News.
Meantime, labs across our region are scanning thousands of positive past conditions of COVID to see if they can find that variant.
It probably is just a matter of time.
Dr. Amy Mathers with UVA Health says it's unclear whether Omicron will be able to spread like the Delta variant has, but her lab is scanning past COVID positive tests in Central Virginia to determine if it's already arrived in our region.
What we're sequencing today is positives that we had from mid-November.
So far, her lab has sequenced 5,000 tests and is one of a few labs statewide looking for the new mutation of COVID-19.
It's convergent evolution, which is the idea that, like, wings are a good idea and birds and bats and bees all have wings, but they didn't come by them the same evolutionary path, and that's what we're seeing with these viral variants as they emerge.
Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
WTOP at 3:05. In other news this morning, graduating high school is a good first step, but it is not a guarantee kids are prepped for college or whatever comes next for them. A new program in D.C. aims to help out on that.
Talking about the Fellowship Initiative partnering with BAM, the Becoming a Man program.
BAM is a big deal for Dunbar.
Nadine Smith is principal of Dunbar High, one of four D.C. schools launching the combined programs targeting Black and Latino young men.
Giving them more opportunities around academics, social-emotional learning, just in how to become prepared for their tomorrow.
The program will follow students throughout high school.
A lot of this work is ultimately about self-determination and our students having the tools to be able to decide how they move forward in their future.
Christy King, WTOP News.
Congress still needs to get its act together this week to avoid a government shutdown, and lawmakers are scrambling to reach an agreement. As we hear this morning from WTOP's Capitol Hill correspondent Mitchell Miller.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says lawmakers can't afford to delay action.
With so many critical issues to be addressed before the end of the year, the last thing the American family needs right now is a shutdown.
Democrats and Republicans are trying to reach a consensus on how long a short-term spending measure should last. Also complicating matters, some conservative GOP senators want to eliminate funding that would help pay for a federal vaccination mandate, which they oppose. Despite the complications, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is optimistic lawmakers will beat a Friday midnight deadline.
I think we'll get there, and certainly nobody should be concerned about a government shutdown.
On Capitol Hill, Mitchell Miller, WTOP News.
Here at WTOP, we recently told you about the death of former Montgomery County Police Chief Charles Moose, who became the face of the D.C. sniper investigation back in 2002. Now we're learning more about his life through the eyes of his wife.
Our life together was turbocharged from the night I met him at graduate school to his last breath. Sandy Moose tells WTOP the former police chief died of natural causes, including high cholesterol, kidney disease, and diabetes. In her words, he lived fiercely every day from the time his mother died at age 40. She says he tried to accomplish as much as he could while enjoying life. She's planning a celebration.